You're having a threesome with Jennifer Golden, Lauren Leonelli, and Rob Evers. And now, It's Complicated.
Hello, Master Daters. Welcome back for another episode of It's Complicated.
Your fave podcast for all things dating and relationships.
A one-stop pod shop for the latest trends, reality TV, and celebrity couple gossip.
Plus, everything we've got going on in our own love lives.
We're your village, and we think you can't date or relate without us.
And you should be pumped to be here because we are bringing you the expertise and guests who are filled with all the answers that'll take some guessing out of the game.
Make sure you subscribe and share our pod with your friends so we can help grow the village even bigger. You can find us at It's Complicated Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to tell a friend. Just like your dating profile, we're going to post up and talk about our latest and greatest to keep you updated.
Yay, update. What is this, like 10, 9?
I think something like that. I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah, these updates seem to come quick.
It's like
talking to your aunt, like, you know, that aunt you talk to like once every 4 months, but to them it seems like 4 months, but to you, you're like, didn't we just talk about this yesterday?
Or like when you go to therapy and you're like, I don't know what to talk about today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always something though.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Update for me is pretty simple. Doggy and I are spending a lot more time together. We are we're getting acclimated back into the real world since she, you know, I got my puppy last June and she was like 8 weeks old, and Texas summers are hot, like really hot. It was 115 degrees for like 50 straight days out here last summer. So I couldn't really take her out to like places and do things with her because she's a fur dog. Like, she's a Bernese Mountain Dog. They got a lot. They have like three different coats under there. So I play with her in the backyard, whatever. And I'd have other dogs come over. And then she had her hip problem, which is November. So then she couldn't really run around and do all that stuff either. And we did the therapy and stuff. And now we're back. So now we are out and about. We're going to bars all the time. We are going, because I'm getting acclimated to people and noise. And, you know, all the bars in Texas have like live bands. So like she has to hear that song, like a guitar out of an amp, and then people trying to touch her, and then other dogs coming and sniffing her.
Okay,
so, Rob, there's a lot going on.
Do you, I mean, this is so generic and cliche, but like, do you feel like the dog draws girls to you? Like, I know you didn't get a dog for that reason. I know you just love dogs, but like, it's kind of helpful, right?
Well, yeah. But the thing is that because like, I found this out the other day, my trainer was like, yeah, dude, she was a puppy when she went through, you know, surgery. And then she had all these medications that were weird for her and everything. So she's in something called a fear phase right now, where like she's extra skittish around people for some reason. So
is that like based on her age? Cause that's what happens with kids. Like, there's developmental ages where they like, they act a certain way. So that's cause of her age. What is she, like a year plus?
She just turned a year. She's 13 months old. So like, and you got to think most of those months, she was kind of like in like on medication and in surgery and all that other stuff. So the only, like, it's funny though, because if I take her to the vet where you think she'd be scared, like she is like, see a fucker, and like runs back there with the girls the whole
time.
She's
familiar with that though, even though that might be a scary thing because she's been there so much, probably she knows she's safe because you probably have a good vet. That right. Even though it's could be scary, it's familiar to her and there's safety in that.
Right. So, and my trainer was like, just keep taking her to the bars, keep taking her around. The more she acclimates, the better she'll be, the less like sketched out she'll be. And so I was just telling Jen before you jumped on that we have a dog park down the street, which is like just basically a huge field. And I found out that everybody in the neighborhood takes their dogs there from 5:30 to 7:30 every day.
Oh my God. You should crack a beer and like go over there, and it's like social hour. That's amazing.
Well, I've been going. Now the little bitch is like, she expects it. So like at like 5:30 every day, she starts like, huh?
Does she whimper? What?
She doesn't whimper. She like, she's a Bernese Mountain Dog. They don't know personal space. So she'll literally come smack me in the head and like jump on the couch and just look at me and like hit me. That's, and I'll be like, we're not going today. You know, like, because I can't have her going every single day, because then it's like, then she'll really expect it, you know.
Hobbies, that's cute.
It's cute. But and they run
how great if you met someone there, because what if the neighbors who come there maybe have a daughter in town that's like watching their dog, and then she goes now because,
well, you guys know me, I'm very friendly. I'm not one to hide from people and stay in the corner. I go up and introduce myself to everybody. And it's like the more so, like if somebody goes to pet her, she'll like run away. She'll like duck and run.
But oh, because like, she's in the skittish phase right now.
Right. But she doesn't, but she's not that with the dog. She's all up in all the other dogs, right? So like if somebody's dog is playing with her, she'll come up and be really friendly to that person. So it's right. Like helping her get over the skittish thing. So I am going there, and that's always a possibility. You don't know who's in your neighborhood. That'd be perfect. But especially if they had a dog that got along. But I go to these bars with her. And girls do come up and want to say hi, and because she's a pretty dog, you know, and she's cute, and they want to pet her, but then she's like skittish. So I have to be like, she's in this fear phase, and I have to start bringing treats to be like, here, give her this instead of petting her. And
yeah, it keeps them there longer though, Rob, because it's not just like a pet, and then, oh, she's so cute, and then walk away. You have to talk to them and explain to them what a good dog dad you are, and you know the phases she's in. Here, give her a treat. Look how responsible I am.
It's a two-edged sword, because a lot of people aren't educated in what a fear phase is. So then I've had a lot of people be like, well, is she a rescue? And I'm like, no. They're like, well, do you yell at her a lot? And I'm like, what? No.
So they start judging
like,
you? Well,
yeah, they start judging me about why she's so skittish around people. And it's like, don't, what do you, what? And then, so half the time, and then if I'm talking to somebody else, she's like running between my legs because somebody's coming up to try to touch her, you know? So sometimes 30% of the time I would meet somebody and they'd be like really sweet with her and everything, and I could talk to them. But like 70% of the time it's her trying to get away from them. And then I have to be like, okay, let's walk away. You know, like that kind of thing.
So she might be repelling right now, but maybe eventually after the fear phase, she'll start. Yeah. Magnetized.
Well, the happy medium is that there's these places out here in Austin where you take your dog. They're like, one's called the watering bowl. Like they're bars for people, yeah. But they're play places for dogs. So like you go to this place, you have to be like a member, because they have to have you like your shots and everything and all on.
We have
on
some file. Of those here too.
And you go in and you basically let your dog off the leash, and there's people that work there that watch your dog for you.
That's
and
then
you
so just go. Cool.
Yeah, and you go have drinks. The problem is that she's – I'm not getting her spayed until, like, June. Mm-hmm. So – because Bernese dogs grow later. So, like they don't stop growing till later. So, if you do that kind of surgery on a dog, it can stunt their growth, mm-hmm. and give them, like, developmental problems. So I'm doing it at, like, 16 months. Or – yeah, no, a year and a half. So she – but you can't have a dog in those places until they're spayed or neutered for obvious reasons.
Okay. So, well, what I heard there was, we have a timeline. We need to get you ready for your debut into the public eye. We know you have like your whole, I don't feel ready yet, or I don't like how I look, or whatever all your excuses, but you've got,
I'm working on that. That's the other thing I'm working on. I have some things in talks of for future professional endeavors that I have given myself a 6-week hard deadline to get myself in shape and like prepared for. So like I'm going to the gym 4 or 5 times a week now. I'm eating right. I got all that other shit going on. So I'm like focused on that. So I'm feeling better about my appearance for sure. And hopefully a job will get me more confident about, you know, talking to people. I found a loophole for that, the League app. That we were talking about before.
Yeah, what? Well,
my friend Melissa, who listens to this podcast and is a big fan, I think you guys know her. She was listening before I even started. She's a huge fan of the show. She was listening to us talk about it, and she contacted me after one of the episodes and was like, I can get you on. I know a loophole. And basically it's not, because it is really expensive. You have to pay like $400 a year to fucking be on this thing.
Also, why would you want to be on a dating app for a year? So why would you pay that much?
Well, you can do like a week, a month, but the better, like it's $400 for a year, but like that's the best price opportunity. Otherwise, it's like, I think it's like $40 a week or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Highway robbery. And then they try to get you to buy, like, if you buy a ticket to this, you can do this. Here's the thing. if you recommend somebody and somebody else recommends you and you have like a referral system going on, you can get off the wait list. And then every day at 5 o'clock, they give you 5 new matches to pick from. And you can say yes or no. And then you either say yes or no. And then if they say yes or no to and you're in part of their 5 matches, then you match and you can start talking.
Wait, so your loophole was?
She referred me because she was on there. She did a referral. She never paid for it. And then she referred me, and then I referred somebody else and they accepted that referral. So then I got off the wait list because I was part of that referral stream.
And you don't have to pay.
I didn't have to pay.
Great.
But like they, and in part of this is here's a cool thing to promote the league. The cool part is like every Friday they do a virtual speed dating. So like, you can sign on to your app and they'll be, and you can just FaceTime speed date with people. And then afterwards say if you like them or not. Now I hate how I look on FaceTime, so I'm never going to do that most likely, but it's an option if I wanted to just jump on there one time.
Listen, you know? Never say never. You weren't going to be on dating apps and here you are. So
right.
That's also just a cool feature. Love that you were so dedicated to getting on there. You found a loophole. So good on you.
So that's, and like Hinge is still fucked up. Bumble, I quit. Raya, I'm still on a wait list for, which doesn't make any sense. And then, so my main thing I've been kind of like scrolling through and hoping for, because the women on there are gorgeous and they're putting me in like the 36 to 39 range.
So on there the too. League, you're saying? You like the league. That the best? Yeah.
And you can like try to friend people. You get up to like, try, like you can send messages to 3 other people outside of your daily list.
Also, I'm curious as to who the people are and what like industries they're working in that are in the league in Austin, because like in the league in LA,
Texas is all tech. Like it's all doctors and medical sales and tech. So these people are cool, like,
because you don't want another actor, right?
No. Like I think I might be one of 2 actors on the entire website for Austin. Like everybody else is like CEO or EVP or, you know, that kind of stuff on there. So I'm coming in feeling that's a little intimidating, but thank you, Melissa, for getting me on there. And I'm trying. She said she found her boyfriend within 3 months on there.
Great.
This way. So
we love that. We love a success story. Hopefully you're the next one and sounds like you've got irons in the fire. No pressure on it. We'll hear more, I'm sure, in update number 10
or 15, which is in 2 days.
Great.
What about you, Jen? You said when we got on that you're tired.
You guys, I like can't keep my eyeballs open. I'm so tired.
Are you pregnant?
No, life is exhausting. Stay. Dad, I just.
Are
no,
you I'm, sure?
Yes, I because I'm currently bleeding. So promise you,
not, it's not 100% that you're not. Okay. Pregnant,
well, the amount of
it's not 100 placenta.
All right, gross. But you guys, what I did realize was
wait, she's definitely getting away from the question.
Well,
you're 100% that you're not pregnant. You took a test?
I don't know. Probably is
not pregnant, but if you are bleeding, but there is a chance it has happened before that you could still, she's probably not. But anyway, okay. But
I'm not special enough to be that one
off. So, I mean, I want you to get pregnant, but I also don't want you to be pregnant during your wedding because that's not fucking.
No, instead, I'll have my period during the wedding. But okay, going back to all of that, I mean, that's just one of the things that keeps me up at night is the fact that I will have my period during my wedding.
That's horrible.
Mochi's really upset about it. I don't know if you can hear her.
Mochi is pissed.
She's having a moment. Yeah, she's
pissed. Like, no babies. I'm the baby. Fuck.
Exactly. Me. So I stay up at night. I wake up to pee or whatever old people do. And then I cannot go back to sleep because I have so much on my mind that it is debilitating. And therefore, during the day, I'm a zombie. And basically, I'm in like a self-preservation mode right now.
Wait, I can't concentrate with Mochi in the background barking like that.
Yeah.
Well, this is my
what
life.
Is going on? Is there like an Amazon package showing up or?
Oh, Mochi.
Mochi.
This, you guys, chaos ensues everywhere I go.
It's all right. Well, so you're tired because of all the stuff because of Mochi. Do we need to put Mochi on the podcast right now? Because she sounds like she really wants to be a part of it.
I mean, truly, everybody has something to say, it seems. And I just want to take a nap. But so I have a lot on my mind with just trying to manage all the things going on, like podcast, work, life, wedding planning, relationship, other people in my life that I have to see day to day, because like life doesn't stop just because you've got a thing going on, you know, like I got to keep doing stuff. But well, I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about all these things, making lists in my sleep. Then I wake up and I don't go back to sleep. And then I'm a zombie during the day. And it's like this vicious cycle I'm in right now. But what I'm trying to do is take care of myself wherever possible, and like a lot of self-care. And within the confines of self-care, like also asking for what I need. So if I need help, like communicating my needs, and I'm being like very vocal about it. I mean, I'm not a shy person and I don't play games. So like Daniel never really has to wonder, but like it kind of comes to a head sometimes because I know I can take on a lot and I don't want to burden other people because I have a high threshold for like taking things on. And so I do it to myself where I don't ask for help. And then I just crack. Daniel and I call it like cracking, kind of like an egg, but I'm cracked. I'm fully a cracked little egglet, fried, dead.
Cracked out. She's all cracked out, guys.
Yeah.
We got to figure out a way to get you there before you crack. Like hard boiled is fine.
Right. Like, so I'm working on that bit. I am trying to ask for help more regularly and divide and conquer. And I listen to this woman, Eve Brodsky, or I read her books and things like that. But like she talks about fair play in relationships and how you divide up tasks and things. And you're not really supposed to do it evenly because that doesn't make sense. Some people have skills in different areas and it's uneven. But in this case, like I'm definitely leaning on Daniel for like house stuff, wedding stuff, life stuff, and like sharing in a lot of those responsibilities while also taking care of myself. So like we give each other like a timeout now. I'm like, you go watch golf. I'm going to literally go lay in bed with a full glazed donut face, like with a heating pad on and like all the animals, like a Disney princess. And I'm going to watch Sex and the City. Please come get me in 2 hours. I will resurface as a regular person. Enjoy but like, I got to tap out. You have I'm so... And I also have to disconnect from my device because in there are all my lists and all the reminders of things I have to do. And I feel like every minute I need to be productive because there's only so many minutes in the day. And we are averaging now, what, 58 days? By the time this episode airs, probably less. And time is just flying and so are my dreams.
And also so- even Instagram, like I'm constantly sending you wedding content because I send you so much wedding content. My Instagram algorithm is all wedding content. So all day long, I'm just, every time I go on Instagram, I'm like,
DM. So you're adding to her stress.
I'm adding to her stress. It's helpful on Instagram because I'm just bombarding you with checklists for your grooms, all the right pictures you need to take, wedding trends for cakes and bouquets. I mean, it's really actually a lot. I should probably stop.
No, it's helpful because I do file some of that stuff away or I add it to the list. I'm like, oh, make a mental list to look back at these things when I need to do it because I've like mapped out when it should happen.
Make a list and a reminder to look at a list.
Exactly. Well, but
you know, the Amazing Race has, you should treat it like the Amazing Race because there's a part in the Amazing Race is called a roadblock where like you have to do a task and it has to get done before you can move on. There's roadblocks and detours, right? So you watched it. So, but you have to split up the roadblocks with your partner. So like not everybody can do all the roadblocks. So you have to figure out who's strongest at what, or at least try to guess who's strongest at what. So what if you did it kind of like that, where you're like, look, we each get 7 things, you know, I could take the whole first 7 if you want, but guess what? You're doing the whole last 7. So, or we could do 4 and 3, or we can do, you know, like that kind of thing. But like, I can't get past a certain amount like of things because then I'm not allowed to do anything anymore.
And everybody in a relationship has a strength and a weakness. So you better hope that those tasks are like something that you're better at than the other person.
Right. Well, it turns out like Daniel can like go around.
But Daniel can attempt it, you know what I mean? And do his best to get it done and then be like, then bring you at least instead of 8 options, 2.
He's really good about picking up where I leave off and things like that. Or like,
I'm not saying he's not. I'm just as a
And also like reading the room, but like I also know him so well that I know what to assign him. And granted, he has like a different process than I do, and he also doesn't have the same sense of urgency. My urgency comes with like knowing how many tasks there are and that time is running out. So like everything is urgent because I want to start chipping away at it. Whereas he's like, well, I've got time. And I'm like, no, we don't. I don't want to scramble. I don't want to have to check in on this, but it's working and it's great. And honestly, I can see why this could break people apart and they could realize that they actually shouldn't cross the finish line, if you will. But in our case, I think it's making us a lot stronger and we're finding different ways of connecting too, and things that are could be daunting, but we're making fun. So I think it's great. And also he's on his bachelor party as of this morning and I'm psyched to have a self-care weekend. And then he gets back and I actually go to Canada for a friend's 10-year anniversary for her and her husband. They're like doing vow renewals and things. So like I actually get like a girl's trip then I have my bachelorette. So I'm like really excited about these things that are coming up. Granted, it takes so much to plan all of these things, but I'm actually like those breaks are the things I think I need. And also to like do things outside of just sitting in front of a computer and wedding planning and managing life, like to enjoy these things instead of just
way to bury the lead that Daniel's on his bachelor party this weekend. That's a huge, that could even be a subconscious thing.
What? I don't care.
Where is he going?
He's in Santa Ynez with his friends, golfing, drinking wine, sitting around, making food, eating steak. Good riddance. I hope he has the best time ever. I'm going to watch
Barbie. Good riddance, and I hope you have the best time ever.
Yeah, good I'm going to be here watching Barbie, seeing friends, listen, blazing the shit out of my face, Jen, snuggling the animals.
Like, so I will piggyback on this because I just did a girl's trip to Cabo, and I'm telling
yes.
you, prioritizing your time like that is important forever because the wedding planning is the first step in like we have this other big thing happening right now that's taking all of our time and energy. So how do we keep ourselves from cracking / how do we pay attention to each other? This is
How was your trip yeah, to Cabo?
This is the first step. Cabo was great, but yeah, it takes a lot of preparation. Like we had nights where we wanted to like wear a certain type of dress. So you got to like pack and we were all working out a lot. And I had to get a spray tan. And well, I mean, we don't care. We're girl, but we also, you want to feel good about yourself and you want to feel cute. And
before you went, you worked out and did all that.
Oh yeah. I mean, I was anyway, I'm like that person. I know that's annoying, but like on vacation, I get up and work out because like, I like hotel gyms. Like, I'm like, ooh, what do they have there? I want to try this thing. And I know that sounds stupid. Like, I'm not going to like burn extra calories. I don't give a fuck. I just like, ooh, this is fun. Like, it's like me time. Like, I don't have to go like, James, can I go work out right now? I liked it before kids, but now it takes on a double meaning because I'm also like, I don't have to ask him if he can work out. I can work out whenever I want for however long I want. I can just like stare off while I'm working out. I'm not like worried about getting back in time to change anybody's diaper. I'm just like,
So how was it from beginning to end? You went, so who all went? What happened?
It was me and like six other girls. We did this trip also last year to the same, to Cabo, but we stayed at a different resort this time.
Are they all parents also?
Yes. Only one does not have children, but she's married, trying, has a dog. Like she, and she gets it. Like she's, and she's like all our, we all fit in together, but we all have at least one child. And it was fun. I mean, the friend that I go with that likes to like, she's a very, very, very good planner. She's the one that kind of spearheads these things. So like, it's really kind of luxurious. Like we, you know, like stay in a really nice resort and she likes to plan things. So she got like a bartender at the house one day. And like, then one day we went on a boat and then it's just, that's just her. She's always been this way. And so she likes to do stuff like this and she's a super busy mom. So she wants to make this trip fun too. And it was like 5 days of just hanging out with the girls, having some drinks. By the end, by the last night, I couldn't even eat dinner because my body was like, fuck you. What are you doing? Like, I don't drink that much anymore. It's not like back in the day when Jenna and I used to just be two drunk girls and going out three times a week. If I drink like one drink a week, that's a lot for me now. So drinking during the day, I mean, having like mojitos and like a shot. I think I had like at least 3 shots of tequila on this trip. Okay. I mean, come on with this. My body by the end of the trip was like, nope. And done. Like it just shut down. I like couldn't eat dinner, but a lot of the girls that night, the last night couldn't eat dinner. They were all like, I don't feel like eating. I don't feel good. And that's not me. Like I normally am eating all of the things, but.
So you let loose.
I let loose, but like there's only so loose you can let. if that makes any sense, because like I can only handle so much, but it was fun to let loose. But like you were talking about, Jen, it's so funny. It did take a lot of preparation. And then I do feel kind of like, though, the more I was prepared, the better it was. Cause then you just get there, you unpack and you just kind of like let it go. And I felt like I was checking in less with James and the kids.
That's good.
Yeah. Like your mind's still there. It's always going to be like that for me. But I just felt like, cause this is,
do you think it's because it was James and the kids and not you and James on vacation and somebody else?
Yeah, that is helpful that dad is there. But then also I did a trip last year. I went to a friend's 50th. I went to Vegas. So this was like the fourth time I went away in the past like year. And that was helpful because obviously, you know, you become used to it a little bit.
You realize that they're not going to set themselves on fire
necessarily. Well, I mean, you never know. But yeah, right. Like obviously I'm like, okay.
The fear is less.
The fear is less. And also like you brought up, Rob, like most of the women there were all mothers. So it also is kind of like safety in numbers because they're all kind of like having in their own way a little separation anxiety. So like it kind of feels good. Like you don't have to talk about it, but kind of unspoken, like, you know, I FaceTimed one day and Hunter started crying and then I hung the phone up and my friend Carrie, like a minute later was like, oh, Rio just cried too. Like we're all, and then you don't need to talk about it any more than that, but you're like, okay, it's like the mom guilt is less.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. Obviously it's helpful too. I will say this, this is totally random, but I felt like I totally missed James the entire time I was gone and the kid.
Oh, that's not random. That's nice.
No, it was nice, but this is kind of random. So on my way home, I was randomly talking to a girlfriend. We Ubered back from the airport together and she was venting about something with her and her husband, like general, whatever. And so then I started venting and I was like, then I got home and I wasn't annoyed at him. I wasn't, but I was like, oh, I think it kind of made me a little annoyed. Like, I shouldn't have done because I was like missing him. And then I was like a little bit. So don't do that. It's fine. It's fine. It's just a little note that I actually was like, I'm going to talk about this on the show because I didn't mean for that to happen. But you know, when
you were annoyed by transference, it was his stuff, but like,
yeah, I was annoyed because it got brought up for some reason. And so then it was like on my mind where it's like, anyway, it's just don't do that. When you're coming home after a trip, don't talk about anything bad. Just get home and do the things.
How did he respond to you coming home annoyed?
No, because it wasn't obvious. I didn't like show it. I just, was like noticed that I was like, oh, I felt like I really missed him. And now I'm like a little bit annoyed. But like if it went away, like right away, it just was because I was talking about it. You know, when you talk about something and it like remakes you mad, it was like that. I was like,
you were in sense memory. You were in sense memory anger.
I was like, whoopsie, I shouldn't have done that. So don't do that next time you go away and you miss your partner.
Well, I'll keep that in mind while Daniel's away and I'm running the household and planning the wedding. So I think.
And when he comes home and puts something where you don't like it and you realize you had 3 days of not that, you're going to be like, motherfucker.
Yeah. Go pack on your bachelor party. I wish him well. I hope he's having the best time.
Good riddance.
Yes. Good riddance to you, Lauren. I'm glad that you had a great trip. Good practice for my bachelorette party. Rob, I'm excited that you have things coming up and hopefully, you know, a little magic in the air. There's like love going on here, I think.
Like with my puppy? Yes.
Just the energy. You and your puppy are both getting out there. It's a whole thing. Maybe she'll fall in love. Maybe you'll fall in love. We don't know. Anything can happen. Yeah,
it's fine. It's good.
Yes, it is good. And listeners, if you want to keep joining in on this, it's complicated conversation, tune in each week where we talk about more relationship-y, puppy, kids stuff. And while you're there, subscribe, rate, comment, share the show with a friend. And if you want to join the class of master daters, don't forget to follow us on social media at Complicated Show. You can also find me at Jennifer Golden on all the social medias.
You can find me at Forever's Evers on Instagram.
And you can follow me at Lauren Leonelli on all the social medias as well.
Does Mochi want to say bye or is she good?
She's good, but she wants to say hi to Gail.
And I want to say bye to Gail.
Bye, Gail.
Thank you for listening to It's Complicated. And now that we're going steady, come back next week for another date with Jennifer Golden, Lauren Leonelli and Rob Evers.